You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's hour number three on a Friday. Barton Hahn, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to clear the deck, by the way. Clear the deck. Because you know, on a Friday in the final hour, there's a couple of things we got to get to. Number one, it's can't wait. What you can't wait to see this weekend. I mean, you've got a lot on the plate. Albert Pujols going for 700. Aaron Judge going for 62. You've got all the football. You've got Huzo's got to go.
Lactavius catching the ball. We rigged.
Lactavius.
We rigged.
There's all of that.
Snitch.
So we're going to take your calls on what you can't wait to see this weekend. Of course, Bart will give his list at the bottom of the hour. But before we get to our next guest, friend of the show, we love to talk with him, Jeremy Fowler. We're going to bring him into a debate we're having. Bart, it is hour number three, and it is on a football Friday. So what does that mean?
Everybody knows what that means,
but I'm
gonna tell you any damn way. It means it's the power hour, 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 hour.
It is. Jeremy Fowler right now just waiting to jump into the conversation and probably wondering, what the hell was that? Jeremy, how you doing?
I like it. I'm a little uneasy about it, but I like it. I'm doing good. I have no idea what that was.
It's just something that we do. We did an appearance early on Monday night at Aruga's in New Jersey, and the whole bar just screamed it when Bart walked into the bar. So I don't know. The kids love it. It catches on. Whatever.
We got one dude cussed out when he went in there. He screamed at his girl. She almost punched him in the face.
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
It's the power hour.
Yeah, just knocked him out cold. So we were just talking about Sean Payton and something that he was saying on a podcast in New Orleans about, you know, what's next for him and the next job for him. And boy, this sounds like a perfect checklist, doesn't it? Stable ownership, a good foundation for winning, and, you know, like, obviously he would want full autonomy. And I'm thinking, boy, anybody that has all that probably already has probably doesn't need a job, like a coach. They already have their coach. Right. But we were just kicking around one possibilities of places that would kind of fit it. Where would you say might be the next in the most likely landing spot for a guy who we can all agree was one of the top coaches in the league when he was coaching?
Yes. You broke up there a little bit. Who was the coach? I'm sorry.
Sean Payton.
Yes. So, I mean, he's going to be coveted. Talking to people around the league and people who handle the coaching world, you know, they think that he's sort of target number one, you know, and he's made it very clear that he's ready to come back. He's done a lot of interviews and spoke of his interest in coaching. And I don't necessarily think Dallas is some slam dunk like people do. He's going to go most likely to where he's got the best offensive setup, the best quarterback setup, and probably the most power. I think it's going to come down to power. A guy, not that he's power hungry, but a person of his stature in the game. You know, and especially coming from the Bill Parcells school, he's going to want to shop at the grocery, so to speak.
Yeah,
so I think all that's going to factor into it.
Yeah, I think we know that Frank Wright is out of there. Like, if this continues,
Colts.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's Frank Wright is out of there. Does he call up Andrew Luck and say, "Hey, we're putting the band back together"? Jake, no, y'all like a loaf of dry toast and some Cornish hens. When you think about it, though, that's a place that'll give them power. They have a powerful general manager. They have pieces, but they have failed miserably to try and answer the offense and the offensive line. And
well, the constant quarterback carousel going on there as well.
They certainly got to fix. They've got to fix that. I mean, they look at Matt Ryan as a 2-year window. They like Frank a lot over there. You know, he has created some good equity, some goodwill. If the slide continues, though, I think all possibilities are on the table. So it's not something that Jim Irsay wants to do, but he's shown that he can be impatient at times. He moved away from Carson Wentz after 1 year. which was considered at the time a surprise move. You know, we understand now why they did it, but, you know, he won't necessarily wait on things if he feels compelled to do something. So that's a tough one. The Colts are a roster I really like and liked last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they started poorly last year and then blew it in Jacksonville last year, and then here we are at 0-1-1. It's just it's confounding to me.
Jeremy Fowler joining us right now on the show. It's Barton Hahn. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL writer, certainly knows everything going on around the league. And you know, the Colts are in a division, and the Titans are off to a bad start as well. It's like somebody's got to win that division. So we play this game, who's O has got to go when it comes to week three, because we've got three games where there's teams who are either undefeated or winless that are playing each other. So someone's O has got to go. And then there's a bunch of other games as well involving the same. So if you've got a team that is either winless or undefeated, which one of them is going to lose that O this week?
So let's see. Looking at the roster, and I look at the Giants. They're a great story, 2-0. I love what Brian Daboll's doing. I don't necessarily think they can keep it up. I don't think they have the talent to keep it up. And Dallas with Cooper Rush can at least manage the game, assuming Micah Parsons is back, and that makes a big difference. I think they'll get that done, especially if Michael Gallup is on his way back, which it looks like he is. I have Green Bay beating Tampa. I just think Tampa's pretty beat up at receiver. Obviously, I mean, they could theoretically have their top three or four guys out. Godwin is pretty much out. Mike Evans is out. And then Russell Gage and Julio Jones are sort of up in the air. I think they're going to move up Cole Beasley off the practice squad.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, they're scrambling a bit. They're going to run the ball. Tom Brady hasn't, you know, been putting up huge numbers comparatively to the last couple of years. So I think Aaron Rodgers will – he said he's played poorly in two games. I have a hard time thinking he'll play poorly in three games.
What about Buffalo and Miami? The
yeah,
big
game.
One. Somebody's O has got to go.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Miami. I don't know. I like to be a contrarian with this stuff. I don't want to just pick Buffalo because everybody's picking them, but man, they look good. I know they're beat up in the secondary right now, but they're going to have all their offensive pieces back. And it's the kind of offense where you can plug in the right players and they can make it work, you know? So, Mike McDaniel is going to make it interesting, I think, with his play-calling ability and all the speed they have. And Tua, like, they're going to make it interesting, and it'll be tight. But I got Buffalo wing.
Back in the day, we would call this the bumbo when you have no wins and four losses. But you got the Las Vegas Raiders and the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Tennessee Titans. Ooh, who did I pick in that one? I think I'm going I think I'm going Tennessee, even though they're beat up and just don't look the same. I have a hard time betting against Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Like, he just sort of finds a way every year. I mean, last year I didn't think they were all that good, and they won a gazillion games. So, you know, I just think they'll get it together a little bit. They were raving about Ryan Tannehill privately in the preseason. I know he has not looked great, but they do think that he's a better quarterback than what he was a year ago. So I think that'll show a little bit.
Jeremy, what are you hearing out of Pittsburgh? Bart and I kind of argued about this as well, because after last night, I mean, for the first half, you're like, all right, there's Mitch Trubisky. All right, there's something going on there with that offense. But, you know, it obviously still kind of fell flat. And afterwards, I know Mike Tomlin said not talking about any changes, not thinking about it at all. They've got a rough schedule coming up, but it does feel inevitable that at some point this season – they've got to give Kenny Pickett a chance at QB1. What are you hearing about what maybe a timeline could be? If they're not going to make the change now, when do you think it would come?
Well, you got to consider – I really don't think Mike Tomlin's put a week on it. I get the curiosity with Kenny Pickett, wanting to watch him play, especially with some of the struggles of the offense. But it's all his actions, Mike Tomlin's actions, lead to Mitch Trubisky getting a long run. I mean, he took every rep with the first team dating back to April. He's named a team captain. Like, I don't know how else he can spell it out for people that he's going to give this guy a longer leash than just any bridge guy. You know what I mean? Like, I've always seen it that way, and I've continued to hear that Mitchell Trubisky does not expect to be benched. So it's really going to be, if it gets to the point where Mike Tomlin says, okay, we can't do what we need to do with Trubisky, can't move the ball either downfield or convert third downs the way we need to. Like, that was the biggest issue last night. Like, yeah, third and short.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do much. And looking back, a lot of it was deep routes on the play calling, you know? So it's like, where's the short 3-yard game that you need on third and short? So if they just can't fix some of those things with Trubisky, then I could see him going to Pickett. But I really feel like they were trying to give Pickett a long run to sit back and learn.
You know, a lot of people are saying maybe it's not Trubisky, maybe it's Matt Canada, maybe it's the play calling. Because it sounded like Trubisky was sort of like hinting to us, I can't change the play, like it is what it is. And, you know, that's also something to consider there in Pittsburgh. So really interesting how things do play out there and where the blame eventually falls. But right now, at least from a fan perspective, they're all over making that change. Jeremy, I know you got to run, but hey, it's always good to catch up with you. I do want to leave you with one more thing, though, because I know you're a sharp guy and you're really good when it comes to like on your toes trivia stuff. Bart claims that no one has had a better run, 10-year run, than Eddie Murphy when it comes to movies and everything else. Can you think of another actor or performer that might have had one that could rival what Eddie Murphy did in the 80s with all the movies that he was able to put out?
Oof.
I mean, he lays them out. It's like, okay. It's tough to come up with.
Are we talking simply comedians?
No. We're talking about anybody, entertainer.
Any entertainer.
And remember, he had a top 40 song, too, in that mix.
He did have a top 40
SNL
song.
SNL and Delirious, or Raw.
And Delirious.
Ooh. That's tough. I mean, that's some good runs, though. You look at, if we're talking music, Drake had a hell of a run. Who was it that had a great run? Jamie Foxx had a hell of a run.
Jamie Foxx also had a top 40 song as well.
If that's in that comedian music lane,
for about six years
there. See, it's not Eddie Murphy level. I'm not saying he's Eddie Murphy, but if we're talking just a singular run.
Can I go trading places, 48 Hours, Golden Child, Coming to America,
yes.
Harlem Nights,
yeah.
Another 48 Hours, yes. Beverly Hills Cop, Delirious.
Right. So Eddie's a more revered comic and actor. He's a more revered in the comedy lane. But
he was prolific.
Jamie Foxx, won an Oscar, Best Actor. I'm pretty sure he won a Grammy. And then he had a bunch of blockbuster box office hits. Pretty good.
Awards-wise, not bad. Now I will throw Adam Sandler into the pot here because
that's a good one. That's a good one.
In the 90s, he had a hell of a run.
Mr. D's and, Waterboy.
And SNL.
Well, Mr. D's Waterboy.
All quotable movies.
None of them mixes up with the iconic Coming to America, Beverly Hill Cops.
I think you're being biased.
Are you telling me you're not going to fall for a banana in a tailpipe? Are you not going to fall, your hand follower? Are you not going to fall for a banana in a tailpipe?
No, he's great, man. I love those movies. Yeah. Although, what was the movie that was terrible, though? Oh, Coming to America 2.
Yeah, but that
might erase the 80s run.
No, see, but that was 25 years later. That's like once Drake come out with the Chronic 2, we going to boo it. Like, man, why, we waited all this time
when,
for that.
When Drake brings that.
Yeah, man, keep that, man. Keep that.
Don't ever play that again.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy and Adam Sandler both had a lot of duds.
But
not during the run, though. Eddie had that run, but then it was after that.
Yeah, then you make movies just to finish up whatever deal you have with the
Doolittle.
Exactly.
Shrek.
Fowler's got to go. Yeah. Good to talk to you, Jeremy. Thanks so much, man.
Peace.
All right, thanks, Al. Thanks, Mark.
All right.
See, I just
Jeremy
draw him
Fowler,
in.
ESPN senior NFL writer.
He forgot he was supposed to be going.
It's a fun debate. It's a lot of fun. That's what we like to do. Coming up. What do we like to do? We like to make picks. Our ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We've got to make up some ground, Bart, and we're going to do it after I tell you that it is Bart and Hahn. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance, looking for a career that you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Well, right now through 2 weeks, we're not in last place with all the other radio shows that we're doing this Pick'em Challenge, Bart.
You ain't first, you last.
Well, we're not in last place, but you're right about that. You want to know who's in last place out of all the shows?
Who?
Greeny. 2-4. We are tied with KJM at 3-3.
Okay, that's solid.
It's
we
not
still
bad.
500.
Yes, but Spain and Fitz and Canny and Carlin are 4-2, so they're holding in second place. We're one game. But Freddie and Fitzsimmons, 6-0. They haven't gotten one wrong yet.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Can we do a little investigation?
So you're saying there's a chance?
I think we need a little investigation.
Yeah.
How do you go undefeated? First of all, if you're 6-0, why are you still working? You should be rich, gone.
To be a handicapper.
Really? So this can't last. I think it's a fluke. It's not going to last. We can make up some ground. We're going to do it this week. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Let's see the games we have to pick. The first one.
Bills at Dolphins.
Bills lay in 6 in South Beach. What do we do here?
I'm gonna let you lead this. You know what I'm saying? Because my magic has kind of been off. I spent all my magic on a free meal.
You did.
Yeah.
We did get that free meal. That was really nice. Is 6 too much? I still think the Bills could win, but I think it's going to be a game.
3-point game.
I think it's going to be a game.
So you want to take Miami in the
See, here's my problem. Help me out with this. I'm probably making too much of it, but I'm going to lay it out. Here's why I'm waffling on the 6 and why Vegas is brilliant for making it 6 is the Dolphins were getting that ass kicked by your Ravens.
Yeah.
That game was over.
Attack mode. They're not afraid to take shots. Never out of it.
Which Dolphins should I believe in here? Because I don't see the Bills playing a zone and letting guys go.
No, they play zone, but they're going to get them hands at the line. They got two of the best safeties in the game in Poirier and Hyde. The Bills have given up two explosive plays this entire year.
Stosh, jump in here. You see why I have trepidation? I don't know. I think 6 might be too much, but I don't know what to believe in the Dolphins.
This isn't that difficult to me.
Really?
This is the Bills all the way.
All the way at 6.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to win easy.
Oh, yeah.
Going away. Down in hot Miami.
But it's been hot for everybody. It's not the heat don't kick in until like October when it's 50 degrees where you at and you go there and it's like a 40-degree difference.
All right.
They're going to win by 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns, Stosh says. All right, lock it in.
Who was he picking? The Colts?
Do we have a lock-in sound that we could do?
Bing bong.
That's not a lock-in.
Yeah, that's perfect, though. That's perfect.
You want to do bing bong?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. We lock it in, and we move on. All right, what's the next game?
Packers at Buccaneers.
Oh, well, this is Packers. A pick'em, basically.
We're going Packers.
It's a pick'em. Yeah.
We're taking the Packers.
Packers. Right? We all agree? Stosh, Packers?
Easily.
Yeah, easily. All right, another game, by the way, in Florida.
Well, but listen, Stosh, they're going to piss off Tom Brady when he gets all his people back to go to Kansas City and eat your barbecue.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was easy. What is the last game we're picking?
49ers at Broncos.
Oh, and the Niners.
Don't ride.
At Broncos, so in the Mile High, and the Niners are favored. Now, a point and a half, but still,
man,
Broncos are not home favorites in the Mile High, and because their coach doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, two early timeouts probably taken in the
Jimmy
first quarter.
Jimmy G, a whole week of practice now. They kind of settled back into last year's playbook.
Too. Yeah. Jimmy G like, yeah, ain't wearing no jock. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting him know. Let him know. You're going to learn today what the word of the day is today. No jock, straight tights.
So you need me.
They can't knock them off balance.
You got the Niners?
Yeah.
Did you just? Oh, my God. He's a tripod.
What's that movie? It was like my parents. He picked him up like, baby, he's all you know what.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, who was that?
It is this that easy too, Stosh? Are we just going Niners here? We just feel they're better and they're better coached, and the Broncos are still trying to figure it out. And Russell Wilson has his own office and all that other stuff.
Look,
with the Broncos.
I like two teams in the league. I like the Chiefs, and I like anybody who plays our division opponent.
See again. So it's easy for you, Bart. You're feeling the Niners, right? You've been talking about this easy peasy.
Yeah,
it's another pick 'em.
Nah.
They're the better team.
Niners.
All right, let's lock it
Bing
in.
Bing bong.
So we have Bills laying 6, Packers taking the point, and the Niners laying 1.5. That's our picks. Remember, we're 3-3.
We 6-3.
We want to avoid falling into last place where Greeny resides right now.
It's going to be a big Chiefs-like run coming here.
For us.
I just threw up in my mouth. Yeah, let's just wait the next week when we got to pick Chiefs in Tampa. Keep that same energy.
That's how Bart feels right now. These are the games, though. There are better games to pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I saw better games to pick.
Yeah, so there's the one game we didn't put on the board was Ravens-Patriots, and the reason we didn't do that is because Candy and Carlin are calling the game on ESPN Radio.
Ah.
So they can't because – oh, they're calling it together?
They are.
Shake and bake.
Coverage at noon Eastern.
Shake and bake.
What the hell, man?
I'm doing a bye week.
You're doing a game?
Alan, you sound like you want to do a game with Bart.
You think?
Doing a bye week.
I mean, what? They can do a game, but we can't? This is news to me.
I'm doing one.
No one told me about this.
I'm doing one November. Doesn't just bye week.
How much more does Carlin need to do?
Hey, man, he needs a lot of cheese. It's for his taco. You need guacamole.
Got Rutgers football. He's the voice of Rutgers football.
Miracle in Piscataway.
I don't think he sounds like that, but okay.
It's like a little list.
So he's doing that. He's got his show, and then he's doing NFL stuff. Isn't that nice? And what are you doing, Bart?
Jets pre and post.
So we don't get to do football because you're too busy messing around with Jets pre and post.
No, we're gonna call Knicks game.
We're gonna call it Knicks game. What are we gonna do?
The Pistons and Knicks. The Pistons.
We gotta. You know what we have to do?
Bogdanovich for three.
We should IG live the game. Like just sit there together.
We do a watch party.
We should.
Yeah, we
just
can do that.
Ripping on each other.
People will pay to be a part of our watch party.
They would?
Yeah.
Why?
So we do the watch party. They come in. We talk about
bringing some guests.
Yeah.
Former Pistons. Former Knicks.
Yeah.
Just do a whole, like, just – now, is this for the – now, they open the preseason together, but they also open the regular season.
No, we want the regular season. We get LJ to come
on. No, they don't open the regular season together. It's the Knicks home opener.
Gotcha.
That's the Pistons.
I can get Sally – for my side, I get Sally.
I can get Sally, too.
I get
Isaiah. He likes both of us.
No, but I'm going to get him on. No, what I'm saying is I'm going to get him for the Pistons side. So I'm going to get the Pistons. I'm going to get Sally. Yeah. I'm going to get Vinny Johnson, the microwave.
Microwave.
I'm going to get Zeke
mm-hmm.
and Kelly Tripucka.
I'm going to break your heart. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to get Allen Houston.
Oh, well, he's a Piston.
The one that got away. He's a Knick.
Hold on, what do you mean? Hold up. He was the new breed Pistons.
Yes,
him and Lindsey Hunter. Let's not get it twisted, son.
Was.
Hold up.
Then he went to the Knicks and he got the bag and he got to the finals.
Yeah. Let's let him decide.
You know who else I'm going to get, just to break your heart even more? Carmelo Anthony!
I'll call Darko.
Should have been a Piston.
It's okay. It's okay because guess what? I'll get Ben Wallace and Rasheed. Sheed, we still won two titles.
Sheed's a former Knick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just like he's a former Celtic, too. Like, who?
It's going to get so bad when these two teams play each other now. I could just feel it. I can't wait for it, but you know what?
Had enough of us.
We've got a weekend where we want to see what you can't wait to see. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, coming up, what Bart can't wait to see this weekend. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han. Alan Han. Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Kyle on Twitter, by the way, says Jim Carrey's running the 90s beats Eddie Murphy. No. That's it. Can't say a word.
Disrespectful.
Can't say a word.
You need to quote the 10. You need to point out the 10 years.
Mm-hmm. This is a fun. It's great, though, because it's amazing to think how many people had these franchises that just went on and on. But you know what? Bart's got his own stuff. And one of those things he's got is a segment we like to call Can't Wait. And Can't Wait's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And we have your calls on what you can't wait to see. We'll get to those at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Bar, why don't you start us off and tell us what you can't wait to see this weekend?
I'm looking for this pitch, man.
Ah, yeah.
And if I get it, I'm going to do damage. The great Albert Pujols in pursuit of number 700.
Yes.
Aaron Judge ain't the only one that's looking for some milestones. Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols back with Molina, where it all began. A dynasty. An end of an era.
He has two to go.
Albert.
And he's in Chavez Ravine playing the Dodgers, where, if you remember, put on a little bit of a show in the home run derby. So maybe, just maybe. You know, he's faced, how about this? He's faced Clayton Kershaw a lot in his career. Yeah. He's never hit a home run off him.
So you're saying it's a chance.
Yes.
That's what I came for.
I like it. First one.
Albert Pujols.
Like it.
Then I got to sit here. Lactavius.
All rise.
Red Sox. Greatest season of all time individually. Can he continue to propel the New York Yankees towards the Inebilable Parade? I don't know. But 62, I do know, is going to fall.
When?
Pick it. That's the question.
Pick it, Barshadamas. Pick it right now. When's it going to happen? Oh, we got two segments in one right now. When's it going to happen?
Oh, yes.
When's he doing it?
All right.
When?
It falls.
On?
Tonight.
What? Two?
Two.
Two home runs on Apple Plus.
Two
what?
Dingers oh. on Apple Plus. Oh, eat your heart out, Michael
no.
K.
No, don't
There
on
it
him.
Goes. See ya.
How dare you? The calamity. No, it can't happen tonight. Lactavius better catch it, though, if he's there. All right. So, anyways, if you can't wait for history, tune in tomorrow for a chance to hear it. The Yankees host the Red Sox with Aaron Judge one home run away from 61. And, yes, we hope tomorrow he is still one home run away from 61. Just so you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. And coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This last one, Alan.
Oh, yes. One more. Can't wait.
Oh, it's personal.
Oh, is it?
Edgar. Edgar. I had a friend named Edgar, and I called him Edgar.
You called him Edgar?
So, Edgar.
Okay.
Allen.
Yes.
Poe.
I was.
Nevermore. Oh, it's going to be some smoke in this city. Get out the car, Craig. This is the rematch. Don't you ever disrespect Action Jackson. And then the Sith Lord himself wants to pry into Raven's business.
Oh?
We'll see once he gets paid. Really? Really, Bill? We'll tell you what. We'll take your string cheese and we'll melt it down like Velveeta, Jack. It's going down this week with the Ravens. It don't matter who the opponent is. They getting asked to one question that we always ask when we out for blood.
What is that?
What did the five fingers say to the face? Smack. Cold-blooded.
Ravens,
that's all I got.
Ravens at Patriots. And the another road favorite. They are laying
three. They know
three.
What I know.
They're laying three in New England. When does that ever happen? So
they might call off the 2002.
Now, are you going to say it? Are you going to say it? If you were playing for the Ravens, what would you say before the game? Somebody
got to die. Warm-ups in each quarter.
You'd be that
blow
mad.
Blow by blow.
You'd be that mad.
Hit by hit. Don't let them fall. Hold their ass up. I got a lot of mo. We sweeping the leg.
Wait. Don't hurt the bad players.
Yeah. Don't hurt the bad players. Keep them in.
Don't hurt the bad players is one of the.
And here's the list. If you don't know, here's the bad players. You're going to keep Nelson Aguilar in?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
He's in.
Oh, my God. That's too funny, man.
Oh, it's going down. Listen, they out for retribution. You're going to have every former Raven defensive player with their eyes on everybody.
This game is almost must-watch now, just because if the Ravens do not win, you'll be a puddle on Monday.
I'm gonna take TB12 and I'm gonna go line up. You know what they say, like when the old people come out and you go to war, like all hands on deck.
Okay. Well, by the way, Ravens Patriots, you can hear on ESPN Radio again. If you are in the car, you've got to put this on for a couple of reasons. One, because you know if the Ravens are not beating down the Patriots, you know somewhere Bart is.
I'm gonna call in.
Miserable.
Oh, sir, this is a live broadcast. Pass me through.
Kenny and Carlin are calling the game.
Former Raven.
Yeah, of course. Chris Candy, former
Regulators! Mount up!
It would be great if you did call in. It's a live broadcast. I don't care.
Pass me through.
That's great.
Now!
Oh, can you top this? Can't wait. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What you can't wait to see, and it better have the energy that Bart just had. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Bart and Hahn.
And you want more? Cooking roll with Big Clint's door.
Need y'all to roll. One more time. We need two more times from Aaron
what
Judge.
What the hell you waiting for? After me, there'll be no more.
I'll tell you what. Lactavius went to two games at the stadium.
Now what you know, don't put in this. Put in me that.
But I'll tell you what, though. I'm torn if I'm rooting for Judge to hit. Even one tonight.
Tonight?
Now, I know John Sterling's on the call, so at least he'll get the call. I want Michael Kay to make the call. Is it crazy for me to say that?
A judging.
I want him to make the call.
No, Dad, you've been a good teammate.
I'm not being a teammate. It's like this is me as a fan. I don't want someone else making the call.
John Sterling and Susan has been in the game for a long time.
They're on the radio. That's fine. They should get the radio call. On television, I want it to be the voice of the Yankees. So there's a part of me that doesn't want to see him hit one tonight. Or if anything, hit one and then let Kay get it on Saturday.
You Judas. No display.
Stop it. But how about, what do you think of this? Do you know who wants to see Judge eventually break the actual record of 73?
He can't get it.
Not this year, but one day.
Barry Bonds.
But he says
he wants him to do it in San Francisco.
Thanks for giving it away.
Because I know narcissism. I rent there sometimes.
He was talking with Sportico, and he said, I hope he signs here.
Yes.
Can it happen? I don't know. It depends on what the Yankee payroll is, but we would love to have him, I'll tell you that.
And I'll teach him how to get it.
Excuse me?
Take this Aramis spray to your hair.
We in the Bay Area. He's a Bay Area boy. We hope the Yankees sign him so we can get him. I would. He's that good.
Yay, area. Ain't nothing like coming home, man.
And he was also asked about the record. And some people say, well, Bonds' record's not the real record because he was juicing, blah, blah,
He's
blah.
He's never admitted to nothing.
And he said, in MLB, it says Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. Anyone can have their own opinion. I respect their opinion. Yeah. But MLB says 762 is the record. 73 is the record.
762.
Unless MLB changed something, they're still there. Mm. So he's saying the record is the record. But 61, for everybody to understand, is the American League record. And some people feel like, you're making too much of this.
No,
so
not.
What? He's going to hit 62. It's a big deal.
We love when records come down. Like if right
the Yankees
now,
have been around for 100 years. It's a big deal.
The football equivalent, if somebody in a 16 game before 16 was at Eric Dickerson's record, we would pay attention to it in football. See, I hate baseball people, man. They're so finicky. They only care about what they think they care about when they want to care about it. Care about it because it's so massive.
Back in 10 seconds.
See? See that?
Yeah. Bart and Han.
She just got an African twang to it.
Yeah.
Twang to it. Same thing.
I hear you. But it's still, still a special voice, though.
Yeah.
And then she could spit like this, too?
He was just spitting right there.
Very good. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Tune into a college football action tomorrow night. Texas A&M and Arkansas. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So we heard what Bart can't wait to see this weekend. How about you? And you got to bring with that same energy because I'm still laughing. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We go to Denver. We ask Adam, what is it you can't wait to see?
Hey, man. Hey, love the show. Hey, I can't wait to see Denver shoot the 49ers in the toe. I can't wait to see that zero go for our red zone. And we're going to turn this season over, and you guys are going to be talking more positive about my Denver Broncos.
We'll do it. We'll do it. I'll tell you what, though, Adam. We will do it because if they can beat the Niners, we will see.
All right.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you what. Let's make that plan. If the Broncos.
I got to say it right.
Right. Beat the Niners.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
That's what you have to do.
Let's gallop.
Let's continue. We go to Montana and ask Casey what he can't wait to see.
Man, I can't wait to see the struggle for New York teams this week. And I got a
disrespectful.
Got him.
No. Why the hate, Casey? Why the hate?
It's struggle against the Braves? No, it's no hate. It's just a bad feeling. I'm a Mets fan. I have a horrible feeling about this
scar
weekend.
Scar tissue.
About their Aaron Judge is going to get shut down.
Oh. Scar tissue.
The football team? Man, I'm
scar tissue.
You.
Scar tissue. Don't wish you. That on us, Ricky Bobby. Come on, scar tissue. Positive vibes only.
Casey's doing reverse psychology here.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, I feel what he's doing. We go to North Carolina. Ask Brian what he can't wait to see this weekend.
Bojangles.
Brian.
Everybody's hyped about Micah Parsons, but on Monday night with LT in attendance, I can't wait to see the Shark take the field in a turning twist of events and show the young man what's up. Let's go, Big Blue.
Don't drop me. I'm worth $1 million.
Wow, that's true. Like, is that the comparison that he's getting?
Chris Canty started that, man. Like, come on, man. I give him Von Miller. I'm not going to, come on, LT, stop it.
All the film they're showing of him. It's like,
I don't care about that. You can show the same film of Von Miller doing the same thing. Let's let the kid catch TJ Watt first, who got 22 sacks last year, before we start calling him damn LT. Sacrilegious.
Oh, I see what you did there with sacrilegious. Nicely done. We go to Ohio. Wendell, what is it that you can't wait to see this weekend?
Ohio.
Hey, fellas, I love the show. I can't wait to see Tua put on the show in Miami. Everybody's doubting him. And I'm not a big Tua fan. I like him. But I just, all the negative hype about or talk about him, I want to see him put on the show.
You want him to put some sauce on the Buffalo? So you're saying he's going to put some sauce on Buffalo?
I'll tell you what.
Would there be oxtails?
I mean, you've got it again.
He going to cut off the wings.
See what you did there.
Bone Wendell. In or bone out, flats or wings.
Wendell, do you have anything else to add to Bart?
Yeah. About his take about Eddie Murphy. I agree. I think the best movie he had out, in my opinion, was Golden Child.
Yeah,
but
man.
I do want to say he ain't the king of comedy. It's only one, Richard Pryor.
Yeah, of course, and he'll tell you that too. Richard Pryor.
He had a big span of movies and comedy shows himself.
Yeah,
so,
Hear No Evil, he started. Hear No Evil, Speak No Evil. But remember, in Harlem Nights, Richard Pryor kind of handed the baton off to Eddie. That's why they did that. Mm-hmm. Him, Red Fox. It was, forgot who else was in there, man. His brother was in there, Charlie. But I'm trying to think of the guy, the follow the drip, Harrison from House Party. It was so many great comedians in that movie. Red was in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many, and that was the handing of the baton. He called him quick.
Right.
Right? And remember, he was Sugar Ray's.
But it was
the handing of the baton.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Wendell. I mean, Richard Pryor kind of like set the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, so funny.
Goes, son, it's like, I take it so far, I can take it.
It's like what Dr. J and Kareem did for Bird and Magic in the 80s because everything was different in the 80s, so the time was just right.
And remember who did it for
stars like that.
And remember who did it for Richard Pryor? Flip Wilson, where he brought his character to Geraldine out there. You know what I'm saying? It's important for these kids. I had to know their history.
No, you hope they're listening. All right, more of Can't Wait. Andre's in Massachusetts. Andre, what's up?
How you guys doing? Bart, you might have been thinking about Robin Harris.
Yeah, Robin Harris. Yes. Absolutely. Harris. Yeah, Robert Harris. Yeah.
Yeah, Robin Harris.
Yeah. Comedy legend, Bebe's Kids. Absolutely, positive, classic. In terms of what I'm looking for, Bart, your Baltimore Ravens, they gave up 35 points in the second half. You know this. So they're coming to New England this week to play a team. We got a lot of questions. What the heck is going on with this offense? Is it sustainable? So you got, you know, the immovable force going up against the, you know what I mean, unsustainable object, however that statement goes. But two teams that have to get a win. Obviously, Baltimore, if they get out to a big a first half lead, they got to close the door. And the Patriots, this would be a huge win to validate Bill Belichick because a lot of people are questioning his old school theory. So these two teams, this is the matchup I'm looking for.
But they had Mufasa last week, which was Tyreek Hill. They got Scar, an old battered, beat up guy. If you want to talk about Nelson Aguilar, they ain't got no cheetah. They ain't even got a damn puma.
What do we got? By the way, talk about O's got to go. Bengals, Jets. Why should I watch, Bart?
You should watch because you're watching the changing of the guard. You're watching the Jets finally live up to expectations. This time last year, they played the Bengals and they beat the Bengals. This is a revenge game for Macaulay Culkin.
You think? He told everybody to relax. I want a reason to watch. See you Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.